raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
Start the new year right with a trip to Oak Hill Market. Their New Year's resolution is to offer you the freshest and finest products that will make Oak Hill your market of choice. The freshest produce, finest meats, and unique and tasty choices from the deli make Oak Hill an enjoyable shopping experience. Make it your resolution to shop Oak Hill Market. Locally owned and operated. Open at 7 a.m. every day of the week. Make the short drive from town. It's well worth the trip. Oak Hill Market.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, January 6, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Upcoming memorial and celebration of life for Norma Moy. Paso Robles holiday lights to be removed after January 11th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the low 60s. It's 47 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Three events are upcoming to honor the life and legacy of Paso Robles' greatest cheerleader, Norma Moy. Moy passed away on December 15th at the age of 92, surrounded by her loving family. The first event will be a rosary vigil on January 8th at 5 p.m. at the Kiel Nicolay Funeral Home in Paso Robles. Then a funeral mass will be held January 9th at 11 a.m. at St. Rose, with a graveside service at 1 p.m. And finally, on February 28th, will be a celebration of life for Norma, held at the Mid-State Fairgrounds in the Estrella Building starting at 11 a.m. If you would like to honor Norma with a donation, consider donating to the Paso Robles Historical Society. Yesterday morning, a section of Highway 46 near the Chalam Y was closed, according to CHP. CHP says a semi-truck with a trailer attempted to make a U-turn on the highway, but ended up getting stuck and blocking both lanes of the 46 East. CHP announced on social media they were utilizing one-way traffic control to continue the flow of vehicles and advised drivers to not travel off the paved roadway. The closure was first announced after 9:30 a.m. and lifted just after 11 a.m. Paso Robles holiday lights to be removed after January 11th. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The city of Paso Robles announced its holiday lights will be removed after Sunday, January 11th. The city invites residents and citizens to enjoy the lighting in the downtown city park for one last time. This has become a treasured seasonal tradition this time of year, before the lights are replaced with the year-round white tree lights. The white lights will remain in place to continue to provide a warm and welcoming atmosphere in the downtown city park at night. This year's Paso lights were made possible in part due to sponsorships, and the city greatly appreciates the continued support and generosity. The County Board of Supervisors' first meeting of 2026 will be held today at 9 a.m. On this meeting's agenda is a capital project item that would approve the signalization of two streets in San Miguel. The streets are 11th and Mission Street and 14th and Mission Street. A study conducted in 2020 predicted these intersections were projected to operate poorly by the year 2035, triggering the need for traffic signal installations. You can attend today's meeting in person or watch online. A section of Highway 1 that was initially closed on Sunday afternoon has reopened. The segment is north of San Luis Obispo County, starting near Ragged Point Inn. It was closed on Sunday due to a rock fall and large pools of water in the roadway, according to Caltrans. Caltrans announced yesterday afternoon that the road has reopened once again, all the way to 2 miles north of Lucia. But the closure at Regent Slide is still in place as work continues. Caltrans says the highway is still estimated to reopen by the end of March. Congressman Salud Carbajal has released a statement condemning the recent actions in Venezuela under the Trump administration. Carbajal's statement opens by saying, quote, "The Trump administration's decision to attack Venezuela was a reckless and deeply destabilizing action." Carbajal's statement further says, quote, "Today's military action undermines the United States' global standing and weakens the international rules-based order our country helped build decades ago. Maduro is an illegitimate leader, but these actions risk pulling our nation into yet another open-ended conflict at a time when the American people are demanding an end to forever wars abroad." Carbajal's statement concludes by calling on Speaker Johnson and congressional Republican leaders to reassert Congress's oversight on war-making authority. In sports for the NFL, in the playoffs, KPRL will have the Rams and Panthers game on Saturday at 1 p.m. Then on Sunday, January 11th, we'll have the Bills and Jaguars in the morning, the 49ers and Eagles in the afternoon, and the Chargers and Patriots in the evening. In the NBA, yesterday the Clippers beat the Warriors 103-102, the Trailblazers over the Jazz 137-117, the Hornets beat the Thunder 124-94, the Nuggets over the 76ers 125-124. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Pelicans, the Kings will go against the Mavericks, the Heat will face the Timberwolves, and the Spurs will go against the Grizzlies. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
It's the time of the year that we reflect on how quickly the days, months, and years fly by. It's the end of one new year and the beginning of a new one. We think about the resolutions we made, the ones we kept, and the ones we didn't. Well, as the new year begins, it's time to clean the slate and resolve again. Well, here at Davis Body Shop, our New Year's resolutions haven't changed in over 50 years. And that's why we're still here, while others have come and gone. You see, our New Year's resolutions are simple. Being honest and fair, giving you the best value, and making sure your experience is a pleasant one. Oh, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee? That says it all. Happy New Year from the Davis family. Davis Body Shops on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Today is part two of our three-part series on recent updates to the waters of the U.S. rule. Courtney Briggs, Senior Director of Government Affairs with the American Farm Bureau Federation, explains how the details of the new proposed ruling and how it changes federal jurisdiction under WOTUS.
We believe that this rule is the most faithful reading of the Supreme Court decisions that have been handed down related to WOTUS. There are a handful of them. They all need to be considered. And we believe that this EPA and the Corps have taken all of that into account and that this is the most legally durable rule that we have seen to date. We do believe that it will appropriately balance the role of the federal government versus the role of state governments to regulate our nation's waters. One of the aspects that they were very clear on is that states have the primary role of protecting our nation's waters.
In November, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Department of the Army announced a proposed rule that would clarify the definition of the waters of the United States and fully implement the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Sackett versus the Environmental Protection Agency. The proposed rule public comment period just closed on January 5th. For more information, you can log on to epa.gov/WOTUS. Part three of this series coming up in tomorrow's Line on Agriculture Report.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric, call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. A new webinar series featuring a range of experts, including farmers and scientists, aims to help farmers transition from conventional to organic crop production. Held January 14th to March 18th, the 10 online sessions will cover the certification process, market dynamics, soil health and soil amendments, pest and weed management, and other key topics of organic production. Ultimately, we hope to provide the resources, community, and support to folks who want to make a successful transition, said Margaret Lloyd, University of California Cooperative Extension Organic Agriculture and Small Farms Advisor for Yolo, Sacramento, and Solano counties. California leads the nation in the number of organic farms, land in organic production, and organic sales. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton, 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with lows right around 40, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny on Monday and Tuesday next week. Mid-50s Thursday, upper 50s Friday, low 60s Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
Hi, it's Casey, the market manager. The Templeton Farmers Market is at the Templeton Park on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. In season, we have strawberries, leafy greens, avocados, oranges, winter squash, honey, meat, flowers, and so much more. You can even get fresh pressed juice, bread, bagels, coffee, and tamales. If you can't make it Saturday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Baywood on Mondays, Paso Robles on Tuesdays, and Atascadero on Wednesdays. We are open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous. Check out our social media for day of updates.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened mostly higher, though the Dow lost ground in early trading after rising to a record on Monday. And while investors are following developments in Venezuela, they're also bracing for the December monthly employment report released on Friday. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang says new super-fast chips are already in full production to power artificial intelligence in chatbots and other AI apps. The reveal happened sooner than anticipated. Indiana-based Steel Dynamics is boosting its bid for BlueScope Steel to $8.8 billion. BlueScope owns the North Star Mill in Ohio. And Morgan Stanley is asking regulators to approve exchange-traded funds tied to the price of Bitcoin and Solana. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Relax, reconnect, and indulge this winter at Spa Allegretto at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. During the months of January and February, enjoy 30% off couples treatments, the perfect way to unwind together. From soothing massages to restorative spa experiences, it's an invitation to slow down and savor time side by side. Book your couples escape today by calling Spa Allegretto at 805-369-2524.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us. You're on the right choice.
One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy, five ringy dingy. Is this the party to whom I am speaking?
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Barry's back protecting what matters. First up this afternoon, 12:30, we'll have Steve Frank, editor of California Political News and Views, and then candidate for California Insurance Commissioner, no stranger to the airwaves, Stacey Korsgaden. So enjoy that this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Let's see here on the inbox from the texting. This has to do with the email I received this morning, somebody kind of complaining about the lights in the downtown city park during the holiday season, saying that they were, the city was promoting religion. But here's a text, park lights religious? What? How? We love them and see it as something done for the community instead of just to attract tourists. Good job. Year-round lights, no. Okay, yeah, the first email this morning, they weren't, and I don't like the year-round lights either. It's, I think it makes the Christmas, because the Christmas lights, just they're beautiful, look a lot better when you have something up year round and so forth. But anyway, it's everybody has their own taste. So, all right, let's see here. We're going to get back to Chris on the question I was asking this morning on the at any point did you think that you needed to get a college consulting on how to do this?
No, but I think that's probably because some of my teachers were incredibly helpful in assisting us in applying for college.
Okay, that's the teachers, or combination teachers and counselors, or just teachers?
I didn't have any help from counselors, but I probably could have sought it out if I needed to. It was mostly just teachers. One in particular, Mr. Aaron Cantrell, my English teacher, he dedicated quite a bit of time to helping us prepare for college applications, even going as far as to having an exercise in class where for those of us applying to UCs, you had to write essay answers to several different questions. He would go through them with all of us to see if he could help us strengthen them.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah.
That is good. Now, what about counseling, and I don't remember this at all, any tutoring for the SAT or the ACT?
SAT, I didn't receive any private tutoring or anything like that, but they did offer practice tests. I know there was one teacher in particular, one of my old math teachers, who was really good at assisting with the SAT. So when I had questions regarding the practice SAT and how to get better, I would simply go to him.
Okay. Again, I don't remember any of... I don't remember ever going to a counselor, to tell you the truth. But my point is what's trying to some folks in California trying to push, because of the college consulting, apparently that is a booming business, and even tutoring for the SAT or ACT can cost up to $1,000, and one-on-one coaching can range from $50 to $100 an hour. And the reason why I was asking, because I'm going, okay, I don't remember any of this being that big an issue, other than you might get a little nervous or something like that. But, okay, so you had help from the counselors or teachers, which is good. which is good. And so what they're trying to do here in California is get some kind of new fund through taxes to help first-generation students get to college. And again, it's the same minority groups over and over, first-generation low-income students. They struggle to pay for submitting the applications, and I'm just wondering if that is something that could be done, or like in Chris's case, as it was done for him at the public schools, to prepare kids or let them know what's ahead getting into college and so forth. And, you know, we know the cost of college is, but that doesn't mean everybody has to go to the higher end. They can go to a JC first, maybe work, can save up some money, et cetera, et cetera. But what this boils down to is the state, according to this, and it may be coming, who knows, through somewhere in Sacramento, saying that the state should establish a program that provides students with the college support. In other words, the taxpayers doing this. And it would be from state taxes. And how would they get the money? Well, we don't have any money, number one. Number two, and this is how they would get the money. A tax would be levied on owners of secondary or part-time homes valued at $1 million or more. A $1 million or more tax on the homes in California, that's not hard to find. And again, it comes down to, why should somebody who has been able to maybe have a secondary home or a part-time home with that kind of value, why should they have to pay for some kids to go to college or even for the consultation? Now, they have one in Rhode Island, and it's kind of funny. It's called the Taylor Swift tax, which affects people who live most of the year elsewhere. This proposal would exempt full-time residents while providing resources to help students thrive. Now, it doesn't say whether it's state would be here in California, but we have a lot of people that own property, the R&B, the rentals and so forth, that the values of those homes are, again, in California, $1 million home isn't hard to find. And it is the early academic outreach programs or the educational opportunity program. So could be headed your way, ladies and gentlemen. Also on the email, let's see here. It's amazing how ignorant, biased, and manipulative you are at this station in the same, it doesn't continue. How can you sit there and lie saying Trump arrested Maduro over drug charges given Trump's pardon of Honduran President Hernandez? I'm assuming it's the same person that does this. It doesn't mean I agree with everything that President Trump does. Now, if you think Maduro should stay in power, sir, that's fine. But I'm not lying about it. I just don't agree with everything any representative does. And as I said yesterday, I have some serious doubts regarding what we're going to end up doing in Venezuela. Okay? So when you make comments, there is a old saying you should adhere to by. Pretense of knowledge where knowledge is none is fraudulent. If you don't listen to prior things or know or listen to whole things, or you cut off your brain when you hear the beginning of something and not let something continue, then you might want to rethink before you send something. All right, we have that. And also go, with the California issue is that the state, we have fraud bigger than Minnesota that was pointed out yesterday on air. But also, here's something to think about. Again, this has to do with decisions we make, because the gentleman that was on with Susanna yesterday was talking about basically the power of the people, to help out those who were wanting to do things to straighten the fraud out in California and just basically straighten the state out. Now, here's something. In 2019, when your governor, that was his first year, he inherited a state flush with cash. He had $21.4 billion budget surplus to play with. right now, as he unveils, that's Newsom, his last spending plan as governor, he will do so with a projected $18 billion deficit. The deficit could balloon to $35 billion annually in the next few years if the state so-called leaders don't pursue long-term solutions, namely making sustainable revenue increases or cutting spending. Ha, ha, ha. And this comes from the Legislative Analyst Office, and it's a nonpartisan fiscal advisor to the lawmakers who apparently haven't been watching this closely at all. And this is... he's a lame duck governor, but his presidential aspirations, I don't know if the national media will delve into how poorly he's run California as much as they should to let the country know. So just something to think about. Okay, as I mentioned earlier, somebody had sent me this, and this has to do with California, not only with our deficit, but also the fraud here in the state. This is a couple of minutes long, and I want to thank the person who sent this to me. So anyway, here goes with this on the California caught red-handed, $70 billion gone. Amazing.
How long has this kind of fraud been going on? I mean, the homeless issue in Southern California is a massive issue. Taxpayers have forked over tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars to fix it, and people are stealing it?
It's unbelievable, and you know, it's probably been going on for a very long time, but unfortunately no one's really looked at it until recently. Before this position, I was in the state legislature, and we would ask a lot of questions about the billions of dollars being spent every year to solve homelessness, and we can all see with our eyes and ears that it wasn't being solved, and the money wasn't going to the people who needed it most. So one of the first things I did after being appointed as the U.S. Attorney here in L.A. was to create the Homeless Fraud and Corruption Task Force. And frankly, we were starting from the bottom up, and we began brand new investigations with the IRS and the FBI, and it's already culminated in two separate indictments, and I can assure you that more will come.
In the two indictments you've announced thus far, in one case, somebody was taking this money that was meant to build homes for the homeless and spending it on things like tickets to Coachella concert, jewelry, and a Beverly Hills mansion.
It's frankly outrageous, and this goes to show when you hand out billions of dollars with little to no oversight, there are people out there that will take advantage, and that's always been our suspicion, is that there's been very little oversight or accountability to the individuals who receive this money. Most of the money goes out to nonprofits or developers who claim they're going to use the money to build housing, and what we saw in these just these two investigations, that's not where the money went, and it
it's
was used to pay.
In other words, unfortunately, what government has, government spends. And it doesn't always go to the people that it's so intended to go to. I mean, you heard Elon talk about NGOs being one of the biggest frauds going, right? Huge, huge, huge example of fraud. And so you've got to come back to, like, why is this happening? And there may be some reasons for that. In fact, Minnesota election's very much under fire right now, and their election style, their rules, et cetera. We're going to get to that.
All right, so if you think that's just happening with, and that's just one example of the programs of a homeless in Los Angeles, you got to be kidding me. As we mentioned last hour, and we have for many, many years, it's an old saying, follow the money. Follow the money. If the problem, if more money's going into something and the problem's getting worse, isn't that suspicious? And why aren't we holding ourselves or the people in charge more accountable? You know, all of us have heard the word accountable and transparency so much in the last 10 years, but what does that really mean anymore? We're talking a boatload of money, and they keep looking for more. So, as it always is, it is up to us or up to you to be able to do something about it, and we have the power to do something about it, but we, for whatever reason, we just don't seem to do that. We don't seem to do that. All right, on a kind of a lighter note, there was something this morning on the on one of the farming reports, which, oh, by the way, I need to do this in all 3 hours today. You did not hear the California news in the 7, or you won't in the 8 or the noon. The California News Network, CAW News update, without notice, they have decided, well, I really don't know. They just went away. They disappeared off the face of the earth. So the Cal News update that we had for quite a few years, maybe more than 10 years, that network is vanished, poof, into thin air. So in its place, and unless we can find something else, there's a lot of information available from the Cal at network, and that has to do with land and livestock and some other things covering, a very important industry, and that's ag, because we do the two reports, one before 6 in the morning and then one in the news hour, and Chris has some farm news as well. But the amount that Americans are spending on beef, it has increased, even though that the production end isn't as high, because obviously if there's not a lot of the beef available, then people are going to be paying a higher price. Chris, I found out something over the weekend.
What'd you find out?
And I think it was a 20-pound roast that somebody paid $600 for.
Whew.
I don't know how they were going to cook it, or I don't know what made it $600, but again, it's their money. If they want to do it, you know, that's fine. If I own that business, I'm happy that people out there are willing to spend $600 for 20 pounds of beef.
That's about $30 a pound.
Well, I don't know what the average price of beef now is anyway.
It depends on the cut.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's not $4 anymore, I'm assuming.
No, I'd rejoice if I saw any kind of beef for $4 a pound. Even a pound of ground beef is, you know, getting up to $6-$7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, $600. Okay. I hope you enjoyed it. All right, let's see here. Lights in the park on the email. In the text email you received this morning, the person objected to the Christmas lights in the park, claiming the city is promoting religion. Does this person celebrate Christmas? If they do, what are they celebrating? I'll bet this person didn't object to getting Christmas Day off from work, claiming his boss was promoting religion. Christmas has always been and always will be a celebration of the birth of Christ. Yes. No, that's funny. I asked that question to somebody years ago that I worked with who, and it's their right, they would change religion, I don't know, it seemed like every other year. Again, that's their right. But we didn't get into a heated debate, but it was a debate about some things. And I asked this person, well, are you working Christmas Day? Well, no, that's a holiday. I said, well, wait a minute. You are vehemently opposed to the promotion of Christmas, but you're not working Christmas Day. Well, nobody else is going to be working. Well, but you can come in and do work. There's always something to do at work. And in the particular position this person was in, they work, even though the rest of everybody may be off, you can get caught up or, you know, whatever. Didn't really get a firm answer. And the same person also was against wars, which who's in favor of wars, but I kind of gave it away. She was not thrilled with Veterans Day or Memorial Day either, but yet she took those days off. I don't know, and I mean this, I'm going back 20 years, so I don't know whatever became of her or what religion she turned to, but I always thought it was, well, why don't you put your money where your mouth is? Why don't you come in on these days and get caught up? And she wasn't a bad worker. I'll point that out. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Is it just me, or did we pick up a community member that has a different person into our community, I think, a hater, I want to say.
Well, regarding the Christmas lights?
And the chewing you out for your opinion.
Oh, I don't. That's okay.
Me calling you a liar? That's not one of us.
Well, I guess the advantage I have is, and I learned this probably within 3 months of getting into this business over 40 years ago, it doesn't matter.
Okay. I just was imagining, and I am just imagining, that our community is so strong, this North County radio community, people are jealous and you're going to get trolls.
So what?
Okay.
I mean, you know, it may bother some people. I know that we have some light-skinned people who are representing us on the council and on school boards. But when you are in certain positions and so forth, you better learn pretty quick. You better be the duck. Let that water just go right off because it's coming.
Okay. I just hope it doesn't discourage our regular beautiful people from listening.
Well, you know, I've heard these nice things, and I'm probably going to get my, let's see here, how do I put this? I don't know really how to put it. I've heard about all the good things from past Robles, which I'm not discounting that, but I think the realization for many people ought to be is it's changing. It's changing. You have people that don't want to speak out against, except for the kids, and one school board member about boys dressing with girls. They're not getting the support. You have a city council person who is vehemently against ICE, allowing criminals. I guess she wants criminals to stay in the city. Where is the outrage from the community?
Right. Well, what does that outrage look like? I mean, what format do
well,
out, do you express
outrage
it?
Is could be using the power that you have is to demand explanations or even replacement, resignations, whatever. Behavior not only in this city but in this county, again, to our elected officials, has allowed to be of low character, and I hear some, but not enough. You know, people, well, I don't want to get involved. I don't want to do that. Something may happen. What's going to happen? That's the question I always ask. What's going to happen? Somebody's going to call you a name? Ooh, imagine that. Somebody's going to call an adult who's been on this earth for, I'll just say, 40 years. They're going to call him a name. And so, therefore, they're going to be a sheep.
Well, they might fire your kid from his job if their trans boss hears you not think we ought to be trans and kids.
I'm going to put my arms open and say, do what you want. I'm going to be speechless. I'm not going to say a word. There used to be something for standing up for your beliefs. Okay. What happened to that? If they fire you for those reasons, there's laws against it. Go after them and expose them.
Right. All right, I just wanted to see if it was just me or if we've got a new voice in our community.
Well, you know what? New voices are sometimes good, and that's okay. Again, it's and you know, sometimes those voices aren't always wrong.
Okay. I don't want people changing stations because there's a different attitude on the station coming in, like Christmas lights are bad.
Well, we've had differences of matter of fact. A particular caller for several years until he passed. He was actually
and he could laugh at himself. We loved him.
Well, he was a source of enjoyment, but also always let your enemy know what they're up to and what they're thinking.
All right.
Well, thanks.
I just want to see if it was just me or if that sounded like a new voice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. We're going to exit this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Board of Supervisors' first meeting for this year will be this morning at 9 a.m. The board will discuss a capital project item that would approve the signalization of two streets in San Miguel. The streets are 11th and Mission Street and 14th and Mission Street. You can attend today's meeting in person or watch online. The City of Paso Robles announced its holiday lights will be removed after Sunday, January 11th. The city invites residents and citizens to enjoy the lighting in the downtown city park for one last time. This year's Paso lights were made possible in part due to sponsorships, and the city greatly appreciates the continued support and generosity. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. He complains he was kidnapped. Venezuelan dictator Maduro and wife Celia plead not guilty to federal narco-terror charges. Congressional leaders got a detailed classified briefing on the military capture. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer also complains.
I did not receive any assurances that we would not try to do the same thing in other countries.
Even Europe is paranoid, warning President Trump that Greenland belongs to its people.
This joint statement underscores the alarm in European capitals as President Trump continues to insist the United States needs Greenland for national security. Leaders from the UK, France, Italy, Germany, Poland, Spain, and Denmark have put their names to this.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz drops his re-election bid amid the Somali fraud scandal, and now Senate Democrat Amy Klobuchar considers jumping in. America's listening to Fox News.
New year, new keys? Look, am I making resolutions? Win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., three winners every hour can win Tachi Cash or cash. Then at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real New Year upgrade. It's keys and cash only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
For 28 years, Berlager Excavation has been serving the excavation and grading needs of the Central Coast. Call Berlager if you need a new building pad, roads pioneered, road base laid, culverts installed, or a septic system. Their decades of experience assures a quality job. Call or text 805-674-5141. That's 674-5141 for a quote, or find them on the Creston Sawmill Berlager Excavation Facebook page.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, we did have about a 30% chance of rain slated, but now we're down to 5, so we'll have sunshine and clouds on your Tuesday with highs in the low 60s, and then a few passing clouds, otherwise generally clear tonight and overnight, lows in the upper 30s to the low 40s. For your Wednesday, we'll have a little bit of sunshine and clouds again, low 60s. Sunny mid-50s on Thursday, upper 50s Friday. Saturday, mostly sunny, low 60s, low 60s Sunday, mid-60s Monday, and upper 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7:14 a.m., 5:05 p.m. It is 45 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros.
What's going on? What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, or replacement. Why am I doing that? No, the community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Passero in the River Oaks community. Great meals at a reasonable price. All right, let's see here. Got to reach over and get this, and here we are. For immediate release, all right, this is pretty immediate. The City of Atascadero is proud to announce youth T-ball registration. The league focuses on teaching the basics of baseball in a fun an instructional atmosphere where the main goal is to have fun. T-ball is open to boys and girls who are 4.5 to 6. All practices and games will take place on Tuesday and Thursday evenings at the Paloma Creek for the duration of the season. Practice will begin the week of March 24th, and league will begin on April 14th and run through May 21st, and a coaches' meeting will be scheduled for March 19th at Paloma Creek Park, and that time is to be determined. Registration ends February 27th. By the way, volunteer coaches and sponsors are needed for this league, and you can go to the City of Atascadero Community Services and get her done, as they say. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They serve lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. It's 5.5 minutes away from 8 at the Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy birthday.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Beautiful jewelry and on-site repair in their modern, state-of-the-art repair shop. Ooh la la. All right, local celebrities on this Tuesday. Colin Mumford, Carrie Van Dyke, Gavin Gardner, Denny Reiki, James Statler, Lloyd Plymate, Cynthia Anthony's having a birthday, and Brian and Andrea Schmitz-Cowan, all wrapped in one. All right, on my right-hand side, some folks you probably have heard of. The Maid of Orleans, the French heroine, Joan of Arc. Quite a remarkable young lady. 1412, 1431, of course, burned at the stake. Carl Sandburg, the author, 1878. 1967, yeah, here we go. The actor Tom Mix, 1880, 1940. Mm-hmm. Comedian Joey Adams, 1911. 1999, Danny Thomas, 1912, 1991, Loretta Young, 1913, 2000. We have the Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher. 300 games he won, early win, 1920, 1999. Pollster Lou Harris, 1921, 2016. Oh, yes, indeed. Foggy Mountain Boys. Yeah, the Ballad of Jed Clampett. Earl Scruggs, 1924, 2012, come and listen to it. Drug dealer John DeLorean, 1925, 2005, gave up the big home run. Ralph Branca, 1926, 2016. Mickey Haggerty, Mr. Universe, married to Jane Mansfield, 1926, 2006. This song gets better with age, and the guy who sang it, and it was covered by the Beatles, Wilbert Harrison, Kansas City, 1929, 1994. From Alice, Vic Tabak, 1930, 1990. Let's see, who else do we have on the list here? Remember the song Deep Purple, Deep Button Wall, whatever, I can't do it. With his sister, April Stevens, Nino Tempo, 1935. He passed away this past April from the Flamingos. I Only Have Eyes for You, Paul Wilson, 1935, 1988. Played with a bunch of teams, including the Yankees and the Angels. Ruben Amaro, 1936, 2017. Oh, Darlene Hard, the women's tennis champ, 1936, 2021. The cheater and liar, Lou Holtz, 1937. Just One Look singer, Doris Troy, 1937, 2004. One Day at a Time's Bonnie Franklin, 1944, 2013. Don Gullett, baseball, 1951. Kim Wilson from the Fabulous Thunderbirds, 1951. Who else? AC/DC's Malcolm Young, 1953. Nancy Lopez, golf champ, 1957. From Sister Sledge, Kathy Sledge, 1959. Paul Azinger, the golf guy, 1960. Should not be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Howie Long, 1960. Do you know that Greg Townsend holds the Raiders sack record? And he has almost 30 more than Howie Long, and they played just about at the same time. How did that happen? Don't know. And let's see. That is it. Passing away, Dizzy Gillespie in 1993. Teddy Roosevelt, 1919. Sidney Poitier, 2022. Peter Bogdanovich, 2022. Pat Harrington, 2016. And Lou Rawls, 2006. Going to the top of the list, Don Gullett.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Yesterday morning, a section of Highway 46 near the Schlamm Y was closed, according to CHP. A semi-truck attempted to make a U-turn on the highway, but ended up getting stuck and blocking both lanes. The closure was first announced at about 9:30 a.m. and then lifted at about 11 a.m. A section of Highway 1 was initially closed on Sunday, but reopened yesterday afternoon. The segment is north of San Luis Obispo County, starting near Ragged Point Inn. It was closed on Sunday due to rock falls and large pools of water, but reopened. Region Slide is still closed. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
By the time he was 25, he had more wins than the established lefties of the generations, Sandy Koufax, Whitey Ford, and Warren Spahn. However, he'd started developing injuries and so forth, but man, for that time, he was a six World Series, four times a World Series champ, two with the Reds, two with the Yanks. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.